I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here's today's news. Well, if you were summoned to appear in Independence on Monday, July 28th, 2025, this panel has been canceled, and you do not need to appear. I repeat, this panel has been canceled, and you do not need to appear. Well, today wraps up the Probation Services Week. Probation departments play an essential role in our law enforcement and judicial system. They orchestrate important public safety services and help justice-involved individuals successfully reenter society and become productive citizens. And we want to thank everybody that helped recognize the work that probation professionals do in their ongoing effort to support public safety this last week. Thank you to all of our probation officers, staff, Chief Thompson, Deputy Chief Weir, and Probation Manager Penny Brown. You all there do an amazing job. Mono County is pleased to announce that the Yosemite Area Regional Transportation System, other known as YARTS, Summer Voucher Program is now active and available to all Mono County residents. The pilot program offers a fantastic opportunity for residents to reserve free tickets on YARTS, providing convenient and environmental friendly access through Yosemite National Park and surrounding communities. A reservation on YART also provides residents with free entrance at Yosemite National Park. More information on the YART Summer Voucher Program can be found on our website at sierrawave.net. The following is a letter to the editor. It was written by Tyler Beadle. He says, the City of Bishop's plan to evict our Chamber of Commerce from its iconic A-frame at 690 North Main Street by October 30th, 2025, threatens our tourism, economy, mule days, visitor services, and local businesses could take a big hit. The city claims the A-frame's unsafe, which might be true, but that doesn't change that Tawny Thompson emailed me. I recently offered chamber funds to repair the A-frame, but Destin Deshawn and Jose Garcia refused, saying it's not up for discussion. Why not donate the A-frame to the chamber for self-funded repairs, especially since builders I've consulted say it's fixable? I have reached out to the city with a Public Records Act request for an engineering report, but have not been sent one so far. I reached out to Mayor Karen Kong. She told me we get various requests from local residents from a recreation center at the park, and that is the only parcel where such a structure could go. Believing the city owns it, my Inyo County GIS and assessor's map show it's LADWP owned. My grandma's talks with LADWP confirmed 23 years remain on their lease, but the city hasn't shared a copy. Why no public debate? If this is true, their goal is to tear it down to replace it with a recreation center. Why was there no public comment before evicting the chamber? After further discussion with Tawny, she warned relocation costs would force cuts to stock fishing and climbing ranger programs, impacting anglers and climblers. If you enjoy fishing, climbing, mule days, or local shops, you should be upset with the decision. I may start a petition for transparency. Join me at the July 28th council meeting to save our A-frame and demand the truth. Sincerely, Tyler Beadle. What's new at Bishop Twin Theater this weekend? The Fantastic Four, First Steps, rated PG-13. It's an action sci-fi, 1 hour and 55 minutes long. Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, Human Torch, and The Thing face their most daunting challenge yet as they defend Earth from Galactus and Silver Surfer. Being held over also this week is The Smurfs. For showtimes and more information, go to bishoptwintheater.com. For more news, go to sierrawave.net. Better yet, go to our Facebook page, Sierra Wave Media. It's also our Instagram handle. Remember, for nearly 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Talking about the people who shape it, we have lots of shows out now. One, Bridging the Divide. And then we have Back, Slightly Filtered with Stacy and Jason. And of course, being released today, Skippable News. Thanks for listening.